Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
At 1 p.m. on The Fan, you know it's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, boss?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
How does Washington win at Kansas City? Dig deep. Dig deep into your thoughts. Find a way. Find a way. Figure it out. Do something. How does Washington win at Kansas City? I told you, I'm struggling. I'm puzzled. I really can't figure out a way to win this game. I can't figure out a way. The Sports Junkies had Brian Baldinger on the show. They asked him, with Marcus Mariota against one of the greatest quarterbacks that has ever played in their building on Monday Night Football, how does Washington win?
They gave up 44 points, right, last week to Dallas.
Same, we got the same guys.
And this Chiefs offense is better than the Cowboys. The Cowboys are good, but I think the Chiefs are even better.
Wow.
Anybody's really not playing any better than Dak, but I mean, the speed that Kansas City has right now and the issues that have really shown up all year defensively at corner and just in the secondary in general and lack of pass rush, I mean, that's not a good formula to play Kansas City that looks like they can score, 30-plus on anybody right now. So the answer is you're going to have to score. You're going to have to score a lot more than 22 points probably, I think, to beat Kansas City. And so therein lies the issue. Can they run the ball, and control the clock and keep, Mahomes, if you're asking me for a scenario, you're going to need your best running day. Mariota is going to need, one of his best days, and he did have one really good game this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to play that level or better, and they're going to have to play, great keep away and maybe take the ball away from the Chiefs, which, they've kind of stopped doing right now.
Yeah, it's good stuff from Brian Baldinger there. I mean, number one, how do you stop speed? How do you stop speed, Stubb? They've got so much speed. I know how to stop it. You have to be able to tackle well. This team doesn't tackle well. Like, we cannot miss a tackle against the Chiefs because those speed demons on the Chiefs will take it to the house quicker than CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens did. How do you stop speed? You can't miss tackles. And then number two, I think Baldinger made a great point there. The only way Washington wins this game is by scoring more than 22, and you have to play a game of keep away. This is what Ron Rivera did at times. And I know I didn't like him as a coach, but that's how you win this game at Kansas City, is by playing keep away. We need to have like 39 minutes of time of possession to their 21. They need to have a turnover. We need to have zero. We need to be pretty much perfect in the red zone. Every red zone drive needs to be 7 points. We have to basically have the perfect game plan and the perfect execution. Now, I am hearing, we haven't heard anything from the Commanders, but I am hearing positive updates that Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel are supposed to practice at full this week. We haven't heard it yet, but that's what is supposed to happen. The Commanders are supposed to have Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel back up at practice. Stubbs, let's check out the Commanders, because I believe Dan Quinn is going live here to speak with the media. Let's see if we can tune into that. I'd love to see if he is answering some of these questions here. He didn't speak yesterday, and I think we know why, because the report came out that Jaden Daniels will be out. Here is Dan Quinn, who is speaking to the media right now at the podium. And look, Dan is telling everyone the update on Terry McLaurin, the update on Deebo Samuel. Will they do anything defensively that will be different? Because I'll tell you right now, we're not going to win if we give up 44 points against the Chiefs. Because we're not going to score more than 44 with Marcus Mariota. That's not going to happen. Here's Dan Quinn at the podium ahead of today's practice.
All right, what's up, everybody? As we're getting rolling, I've talked a lot about identity and how we haven't turned that corner on that. And that's so important for us to get that done. And it'll be great to have Terry and Deebo back practicing today. They are definitely a big part of that. But the nature of our game is fluid and always will be. But, you know, who could be in the game, that could change. But what we do and how we do it, that cannot change. And that cannot be fluid. So everything this week, when I hit with the team, is focused on what we're doing, and probably even more important is the how we're doing it. And that's what we're going to dig into, and you know, as we get through the preparation, but what we're doing and how we're doing it, that's where I'm at, and that's what I wanted to get across to the guys, and that'll all in turn bring us back to identity and turning that corner on that, because we haven't yet.
Are you ready? So you said you're going to look at everything on defense. Will we see any changes on defense?
I think what you'll see is improved play. I think that's, you know, obvious that we want to dig in. So when we wanted to look and assess to where we needed to make change and make adjustments, sometimes they're not these big overhauls, John, that make the major improvement. It's these small calibrations and adjustments. And so that is definitely underway. As we get out of practice today, I'm looking forward to seeing the speed. We're trying to eliminate the hesitation, and we will do that.
And when you look kind of as upset as we've seen you after a game the other day, so when you have a game like that, feeling like that, what do you do different this week? Did you dig into more of the defense than you normally would, or other side, or other things than you normally would because of how that feeling?
Yeah, you wanted to dig in as hard as you can, and that's my job, to help solve problems and make sure we're playing like that identity like we like. So I absolutely did, to go back through in 7 games and find out, you know, what did we like, what do we need to do differently, what needed to change. And it was a good process to go through, but the result has to be, you know, on the field and less hesitation, which increases speed, which increases our ability to go run and hit, and that's the objective.
I know there's still plenty of season left, but you said after the game that you were surprised that the team is at this point. When you kind of look back, even back through training camp, offseason, have there been any moments where you're like, yeah, maybe that led to this, or anything pivotal in your mind that you think kind of contributed to this?
I don't think there's one specific, Nikki, but what I do know, and in visiting with the players too, we felt off, and we wanted to make sure all of us, what did that look like? And it starts, number one, like, man, let's throw a hell of a practice, you know, to go. And when we did talk about from last year to this, what were differences and expectations and those kind of things. But at the end of it, like, it still comes down to, like, you know, the practice, the work, the going for it. And so that's what I know works. And make sure we can all do that together. And so that's where they're at, I'm at. And so the frustration and anger and all those things can turn into the good once you allow all that to work for you in a good way. And otherwise you can feel tight. And when you're tight, you don't just play as fast and as aggressive as you need to. And I want to eliminate that tight. I was talking about earlier about a hesitation, like a misstep. I think all of those things, when you're tighter and one drop pass feels like the game's over, or, you know, miss here, and that's not it. It's into the next play, into the next moment, and we'll capture that.
When you say that, is that more related to scheme, game day operations, personnel?
I think I'm just relating it to, like, the whole, you know, performance that we've had. So, and I wouldn't say just game day. I think going into it, I'm looking for everything to level up. And we've got an excellent crew together. And we count on one another to get that done. And we haven't turned that corner on our identity of how we need to. And so that's why it is so important to get that done.
Dan, in terms of getting more speed on the field, is that directly correlated to whatever guys are just picking stuff up quicker, recognizing things quicker, all the eye discipline, all the stuff you've been talking about the last couple of weeks, and whoever those guys are, those are the guys who are going to play?
Partially. And here's the reason. Dave, I wanted to go through and look at the calls to say what calls are causing some hesitation because it's expensive, this one to this. And so if we could eliminate some of those calls, I think that would allow as a unit for us to play faster. And so I agree, I haven't seen the speed that I've wanted, but I know we have speed. So the part of that is to say, okay, how can we feature some things that we can absolutely go and less hesitation, less misstep, and eliminate that what could happen, and really allow us to play more free. And so that's what I tried to dig in as hard as I could. And now we have to go apply it.
If I could ask you a completely unrelated to your football team question.
Sure.
There's a bit of an investigation going on in the league that I cover a lot in the NBA.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was wondering, like, once the season begins and you've got a million things on your plate, how do you kind of reiterate, reinforce, here are the things we cannot do, here are the things, the associations you cannot have as the season goes on?
Yeah. You want to be able to apply any lessons that you can, whenever that you can. And the league does an excellent job of outlining this. But I do think it's important, whether it's another league, another team, when things come up, that you can take the minute. We have it. Take the minute. Is there a lesson that can apply to any of us? And that's what we do. And sometimes it's in the sport. Sometimes it's in life, where it's away from the sport. But it is important. The league does a very good job at the start, but I think anytime you get a chance to reinforce things that could mean a lot, that's a big deal.
Dan, it was reported yesterday that Jaden is not going to play this week due to his hamstring injury. I guess, could you confirm that? And then just with his injury moving forward, is there any long-term concern with, you know, that hamstring?
Yep, he is. That is confirmed. Like, he will be out this week, and Marcus will start. I think it was Monday, I'm getting my days mixed up, but we knew it wasn't going to be significant, meaning long, but also not well enough to say, okay, in, you know, 6 days, you know, it's ready to go based on speed and how you would, you know, handle this type of injury. So all of the week will be focused for him on the rehab in hopes of the following week. And so I'll assess that next week, but as opposed to some practice, some not, just put all of it, you know, all the time and effort into that.
And with Jaden, I know it's been different injuries, different legs, not necessarily related to one another, but is there anything that you think you guys can learn from his injury so far, or does it just kind of feel like a nature of having bad luck so far?
From the first one, we tried to learn quite a bit to make sure there couldn't be a specific hit that could be avoided. When you're outside the pocket, when can you remain a passer? When can you run? And so that's true for any quarterback that has, you know, the ability to scramble and turn plays into big ones. We're facing one this Monday night, you know, similar in that way, to extend plays and when to remain a passer, when he runs. And so that was the big lesson and takeaway for me on that. And so not related to the hamstring, but I was pleased to see, you know, some lessons being learned for that.
You talked about having conversations with players, and I assume we're talking about kind of on the defensive side of the ball. What was their feedback to you for why they felt off? And was it just kind of the hesitation that you're talking about, or was it other things?
It wasn't just that. I do ask the players a lot, you know, is there any call that you don't like that's too, you know, cost too much, meaning like this check, this check, this check. And if we can eliminate any of those, I'm for that. And so that is how I, you know, I communicate very directly to somebody. And sometimes it's, I understand, but we still need to do X, Y, and Z in that. Or it's expensive, but we still need to do it. The other part is about, you know, they, we're going to really go compete against one another. And that's what I'm looking forward to, getting rolling with the guys. Full week to get rolling. Getting one another ready, that's a big part of it too. And so I'm looking forward to having a full crew here, with the exception of Jaden, having some matchups. There'll be some just good on good battling to go and sharpen ourselves up. And I'm looking forward to that too.
As you guys are going through some adversity, Kansas City on deck, how important is this window to you, maybe to see how your guys respond?
Yeah, you want to see momentum for sure, about how you play. And so when you make some changes, even if they're small, you know, you want to see how are they being applied, how are they being used to gain that momentum shift that you're looking for. So, yeah, all of that matters. But I want to see that applied onto the field.
Coach, in relation to getting beyond the anger and frustration, and as you said, getting back to and finding that identity, as a leader of men in that locker room, how do you communicate and hammer that home to the players?
We discuss it. You know, like one thing that's awesome about being a part of this team, like there are some excellent leaders, you know, as a part of this group, and some really smart people. And so I wanted to say first, hey, man, these are the things that I'm seeing. It felt off. And like before we ever got onto Kansas City, to say, let's talk about us and things that we can do better and how can we play faster. And I love getting players insights because they're able to share things from the view of the helmet. They're able to share things from them competing against one another that's different than coaching. And if you don't listen to that, man, you're missing it, you know, about the guys who are directly in the fight. And we've got a lot of excellent leaders. So I absolutely have leaned in on them hard to find out those adjustments, calibrations. It's not this major overhaul, but things that, even though it seems small, can have major dividends.
For yourself, on the headsets, on game days, kind of in the heat of it, do you rely more on kind of the work that you do leading up to the game versus how much input you have as plays are being called or as the games go on, in terms of, you know, what's being communicated out to the players on the field?
Yeah, for sure. Most of it from the week. So much of it also can be related to, you know, are we going for it? Are we not? Are we punting? Is it field goal? Is it going for it on fourth down? So on the offensive side, it's mostly that. And with Larry, it's usually in between calls about, you know, what happened, what we would do. And I communicate with him when's punting, when's field goal. Defensively, obviously I've been in more of that to hear the call, to know what could be, you know, said and done at that time. So it's a little bit different by the phase, but all of it involves the prep work for sure.
Obviously injuries are part of things you guys have to fret about, but when they're happening at one position like they do with defensive end, it sort of changes the landscape of what you're looking to do. Is it fair to say that, like, you may have to do things differently at that position simply because of what's available versus, hey, we're going to keep doing our thing and just plug and play somebody else in there?
Yeah, it's a great question. And you know, for Dorrance and D.Y.'s, like, these are heavy hitters for us, and specific to how they play, not the same run, edge setting, pass rushing to go. So yeah, when that new opportunity comes for somebody, it won't be featured in exactly the same way. You're right, Ben. So that's part of the adjustment, to say, how do we do it, you know, differently? It's not just plug and play. And so that opportunity for that next person, how do they put their own flavor on it, won't be the next Dorrance or the next D.Y.'s. It'll be done a little bit differently. And it might not be all with one person. You know, you split that up and then it works its way through. But it is part of it. And you always are kind of thinking of the contingency plans to go do that. And when they come up, you adjust. And but yeah, for those two in specific, yeah, it's a bummer because they brought a lot on and off. And it's been great having Wise back into here. He can even make an impact, you know, while he's doing some of the rehab with the players, because it's sometimes not losing just the player. It's also the teammate and the man, you know, that goes along with it.
Hey, Coach. You said that you really looked through these last 7 weeks and everything.
Yes.
So when looking through there, have you seen where maybe some things need to be scaled back, simplified, particularly on defense? What are you seeing as far as that process?
Yeah, I wanted to go through and to find out what calls that could change, Donna, to say, is the juice worth the squeeze on a certain call to make if there was an explosive play or putting someone into a better spot? That's our job, you know, to put those guys in those spots. So, yes, that's exactly what we looked at to find what could change, what could look different, what do we have to have. This one, we thought it was going to be part of what we did, you know, now we're not going to add that for a while. So some of that condensing is help, all of it geared for us to play faster and to play better. And so it's not the takeout just to take out. It's the specifics to say, not more. Let's make sure we do what we do better. And so that's the goal.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right. You're welcome.
That was head coach Dan Quinn speaking with the media. And look, will we see any changes on defense? Dan Quinn says he's hoping to see improved play. He said a small recalibration. He used the word recalibration a lot last year. I don't think we're going to see any major changes. Joe Witt Jr. will still be in the booth. Lattimore will still be starting. They have to practice better. But, you know, I understand what he's saying, and he's upset. I'm upset. We're all upset. They work hard all offseason, and he knows that. And he knows how hard they worked in training camp and at practice. Only thing that we see as a fan is Sundays. And Sundays have not been good enough. Or Mondays or Thursdays. The play that we see this season has not been good enough. Are they going to work different guys in different spots? To me, that's less Lattimore on the outside, less Luvu in coverage, and simply we have got to stop runs on the outside. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Joining us right now to talk a little UVA athletics on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's our buddy, a writer for the Saber and the host of Who's On the Podcast, Preston Willett. What's up, Preston?
How's it going, Adam? Good to be here.
Absolutely. So let's get right into this game on Saturday, as it will be Virginia at North Carolina. And, I mean, you get the Tar Heels in a situation in which they have not won an ACC game under Bill Belichick, and they're coming off of an awful performance. I actually stayed up late last Friday night to see them score 18 points in a 21-18 loss to Cal. But you can never overlook an opponent. What is your game preview for this weekend?
Yeah, not only have they not beaten an ACC opponent, they haven't beaten a Power 4 opponent yet this year. Their wins against Charlotte and Richmond. So I keep saying this. There's a couple, 2 years ago in 2023, UVA went down there. UNC was ranked number 10 in the country, and that was a really bad UVA team. I think they were 1-5 heading into that game, and they won that game, and that was kind of a get-right game for the program and something that kind of gave Tony Elliott a proof of concept. My message this week is don't let UNC have that get-right game. You know, don't let them, you know, kind of turn the tide against UVA, who's, you know, having their success right now, 6-1 in the season, yeah, number 16 in the country, ACC, you know, championship aspirations. You know, don't let UNC kind of have that get right game. And, you know, offensively for UNC, that's been the biggest struggle for them this year, and the quarterback situation. Gio Lopez was a guy that a lot of people liked coming out of South Alabama, but he just hasn't been able to really connect with receivers that much. And honestly, like last week, you said it was a bad game, but it might have been one of their better games. And that just kind of says where they are at this point after losing to Cal on the road.
That win you were talking about, was that over Drake May?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I actually like Max Johnson a lot. I'm surprised that he hasn't gotten more run. I liked what he brought last year before he suffered an injury. I actually sat down with him at ACC kickoff a few years ago. So I like him more than Lopez. But for Virginia, where are they at in terms of health, and how is Chandler Morris feeling?
Yeah, so Chandler Morris is good, and it's just kind of, you know, he gets banged up because he's a smaller guy. You know, he's only 6 foot, you know, they say. And, you know, he can get banged up. He had that injury first game of the season against Coastal Carolina where he got hit hard in the shoulder. And, you know, honestly, it looked like he was kind of short-arming some of those passes last week against Washington State. Like, you know, there's a wheel route to Jamari Taylor that I thought he should have dropped in the bucket. There was another route, I think it was on the third down, to Trell Harris that, you know, he kind of just skipped into his arms and just didn't have the arm strength. But, you know, Tony Elliott has said he is fully good and ready to go, so there's no concerns there as far as his availability. Elsewhere, Brady Wilson, the center, he will be back this week. That is a huge get for Virginia. He's one of the best centers in the country and really makes that offensive line kind of click into place. So now Drake Metcalf, who had been filling in at center, he can go back to right guard, and kind of the offensive line figures itself out from there. So that's going to be huge, especially for an offense that has really struggled lately to, you know, run the football and kind of get that consistency. So just having a more steady offensive line is going to be big. And outside of that, Noah Vaughn, running back's coming back, which is big because, you know, Xavier Brown is going to be out this week after he suffered an injury last week.
You know, you mentioned the center coming back, and I was talking to a UVA fan the other day about how massive that's going to be for the line and the offense as a whole. You know, not that they've struggled in the last few weeks, but they haven't hit their heights. As, you know, they were scoring 45 points easily almost every single week, just 30 and 22 the last 2 weeks. And I did notice the accuracy being down with Chandler Morris, and his completion percentage in the last 2 weeks, the worst that he's had during his UVA career. So I'm not sure they're ever going to say that he's hurt. I think he's dealing with something, but he's going to play through it, given the fact that this is everything for him this season and how high the team is flying right now. What are your thoughts on the ACC as a whole? With Miami losing, that opens up the door for Virginia, SMU, Georgia Tech, and others competing for that conference championship.
Yeah, you know, while we were focusing on this, you know, non-conference game for Virginia last week against Washington State, I thought it was one of the biggest weeks for the ACC, you know, leading up to it, because there were some huge matchups. Miami facing Louisville on that Friday night, Georgia Tech playing Duke, Clemson facing SMU, and yeah, what Louisville did to Miami, that kind of opened the race even more for people to jump into it. And it's been a funny week on social media, man. Like, Louisville fans somehow are forgetting that Virginia has a head-to-head win over Louisville in Louisville from just a couple weeks ago. That seems to be something that they're skating past. They're talking about ACC championship hopes. And they had a really impressive win over Miami. Don't diminish that. But I think Virginia is ahead of them for the reason right now, because they beat them head to head, even though Virginia was not playing, their best football in that game. SMU, I think, is still, a force to reckon with. I think that, this is a team that we saw last year. They get better as the season progresses. So they had a really good performance against Clemson. And then, we'll see if Georgia Tech can kind of keep the boat rolling here. But, it's going to be a really interesting ACC title / who's going to get into that championship game in Charlotte.
Yeah, Georgia Tech's been rolling, all season long. They got past Clemson earlier on when Clemson was number 12. They don't face a tough team in the ACC. They do have Georgia to close out their season, but that's not going to affect their ACC standings. Probably not their college football playoff discussion as well. SMU's the wild card because they haven't lost this year or last year in the ACC, but they've got Miami on the schedule and Louisville. For Virginia, they avoid all the landmines. All they do have to do is take care of business with the road games and then beat Wake and Virginia Tech, who have not been the top teams in the ACC at all this season. So it's going to be very interesting the way it plays out. Do you expect this to be one of those things where if UVA makes the ACC title game, can they lose that and still be a college football playoff team?
Yeah, that's the big question. I guess it just depends on their body of work before that. Do they lose a game and still make the ACC championship game?
Because I don't think they can. Yeah.
That's certainly a possibility, because you just don't know how the ACC is going to play out the rest of the way. But if they went out and kind of take care of business, then yeah, I think they would still make it, even if with a loss in the ACC championship game. We saw that last year with SMU. They lost. So if Virginia's in that position where they're 11-1 heading into an ACC championship game, sure. I mean, people are talking about hypotheticals that I don't necessarily subscribe to, that four ACC teams could get in. But I think it's certainly possible three could get in, because college football is it's a wild thing this year. It feels like it. I don't know if there's necessarily, outside of Ohio State, like a team that I'm just like, oh yeah, that's a for sure college football playoff team, that one that I don't think is going to lose a game down the stretch.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, because SMU has two losses, but I could see them winning out. Georgia Tech wins out. All right, they're undefeated. They're in no matter what. And then Virginia would have a really good case. And then you look at Miami, it's like, well, they had some impressive wins and out of conference. Do they still have a chance? Probably not if it's two losses. One of them would have to have been to SMU if that team would remain undefeated. So I don't see a scenario, really, that the ACC would get four in, but I think three is absolutely a possibility. Real quick here, let's get to UVA basketball. What's the latest with Coach Odom's squad?
Yeah, they played their first scrimmage last week on Thursday at Vanderbilt, in a game that very few were able to watch outside of the city of Nashville because there was not stream. But some positive signs from that. I think the thing that I took away from it is the big man position. Johan Grunlow coming over from Germany, and Yugano Nyensu, a transfer from Kansas State. They both looked really good. Got a lot of rebounds, blocked shots at the rim. And were really good interior presences, and they both stretched the floor, which is the crazy thing, because Onyensu has not made a three in his college career. He has not taken a three, I believe, in his college career, but he made one in this game against Vanderbilt. And the coaching staff and teammates have all been talking him up, that he can be a guy that hits some shots, and evidently that was the case, and he can. But I think basically what we learned, Malik Thomas, Testa Ritter, they're the real deals. They're probably going to be that 1-2 punch for UVA. And it'll be interesting. Friday night, we get a home exhibition game against Villanova, so we'll get to see them in person and kind of see what this team can do for the first time. I know what Ryan Odom took away is that the press, the full court press that I know everyone in Richmond's familiar with from Ryan Odom, not quite there yet with Virginia, but it's something that they can build on.
Preston, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, Adam. Good to talk to you.
Yep, that's our buddy Preston Willett, writer for the Sabre and the host of Who's On, the podcast. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. Got the high school football broadcast game of the week, the 8-4 game of the week, 9-10 The Fan on Friday nights. Love us some Friday night lights. College football, your home for the Hokies and the Hoos and the Commanders in the NFL, as well as the most NFL play-by-play coverage in town with Westwood One. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio, and we wanted to mix it up right now and give you the latest news and notes from Hollywood and entertainment with Netflix on The Fan.
Netflix, the best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
All right, so I want to start with a new HBO show. And I love HBO content, especially when they've got a banger of a show, and they do right now, and it is called Task. Yeah. It is season one of Task. It is an American crime drama television miniseries, and it stars Mark Ruffalo. It also stars Tom Pelfrey, who was in the final few seasons of Ozark. So if you liked and enjoyed Ozark, he was the crazy brother, and he's back as a crazy guy once again. How do I explain Task, Stub? It is basically a string of violent robberies, and an FBI agent is head of a task force to try to stop these. But it has something in common with a show that I watched over the summer on Netflix that our intern Biff put me onto, and that is Untamed. And for some reason, this is the go-to thing now on television. A superstar detective that had something negative happen in his life, and so he has become an alcoholic.
Ah, dude,
both
that's...
shows. drunk detectives. That might be the best character on TV right now.
That's a tale as old as time.
It's such a good character. Now, when it's well done, and this Mark Ruffalo is a fantastic drunk. Fantastic drunk. He drinks from the same cup every night, like he thinks people don't realize it. And yet he wakes up in the morning and he can solve murders like it's nothing. So Task, there's a few episodes out right now. I believe it's going to release weekly. I've seen the first two episodes. It's legit really good. Really good.
All right. I probably won't watch it, but I'll
Why
take
is that?
Your word because it's like a show, like a serious TV show.
You were
show.
In on TV shows.
I've been losing it.
All right, come on now.
It was a good stretch. It was a good stretch for a minute there.
You're missing out
and
on
I've kind of fallen
great
off.
Television because HBO is awesome with their detective shows like True Detective. Now, this isn't at that level, but Task is off to a really good start. Speaking of shows, you got to watch Tim Robinson's new show, The Chair Company.
I do need to watch that.
And then I wanted to mention the documentary I watched on Netflix. It is called The Perfect Neighbor. It is trending online.
Oh, I have heard about
it
this.
It is all over
it
TikTok.
Looks good.
The kiddies are loving it. I didn't love it. And let me just say, what a damn misleading title. This lady is the worst neighbor to ever exist. She is the opposite of the perfect neighbor. Spoiler alert, she ends up in jail. It's not worth your time. I don't even think people should watch it. I hate that it's trending online because it's a race-baiting show. It is.
Is it?
I hated this white lady so much. She is such a Karen. She could have been more
say,
of a
like
Karen.
It's just like a Karen documentary,
yes,
right?
Yes, basically. Yeah. But it's gone viral. Everything's got viral ability. So that's why I wanted to bring up on Netflix. What you got for us?
I'm going to pat myself on the back here. Do you remember a year ago I was talking about how we need to save movie theaters by having like events that match the certain movie?
Yes.
Like, I think my thing was Quiet Place, but if you like yell, you get kicked out of the theater. Like there's a noise thing. Theaters are starting to do this. I've been tracking this. It's happened twice now pretty recently.
Okay.
So the film The Long Walk, yep. Stephen King adaptation, there were certain screenings where you had to walk on a treadmill above a
I did hear
pace.
About that. Was that like only in Hollywood or was
maybe,
that all over
like,
the
I'm
country?
Sure it was pretty niche. I don't think it got
now, remember,
super everywhere.
That's why I loved the book because
yeah.
I walked on walks around Richmond and I was like, I felt like if I slowed down, I was going to get shot. Because that's how the book works. And so I'm looking forward to seeing the movie, The Long Walk.
I want to see it too. So this is like, that was a good, I would have done that if there was one nearby.
Are they doing that with The Running Man
so,
that's coming out soon? Because maybe they'll up it for that.
The second story that I just saw is this movie called, I think it's pronounced Begonia.
Yeah.
It's like Emma Stone and two people kidnap her because she's like the CEO and they think she's an alien.
Well, there's a lot of weird stuff in the
it's
trailer.
Yeah,
yes.
It's Yorgos Lanthimos. He did like Poor Things and a couple other odd yeah. movies. But there's a specific screening where you can go and you can see it for free if you let them shave your head bald.
Oh my gosh.
Just like they do to Emma Stone in the
yeah.
movie.
That's
so
weird.
So it's an all bald screening.
That's weird. But I will say the movie marketing has been really good in the last few years. Remember, Barbie did really good.
Yeah, we've been stepping it up
here. Oppenheimer
did
really good. Now, what is the? Didn't AMC just do a deal with Netflix? Did you hear about that?
I did not hear about that.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure. So AMC just partnered with Netflix, and they will be bringing AMC series to Netflix. I thought that it was something with the theaters as well. That's my whole like. I'm a holder, right, of the mm-hmm. of the stock, and I thought all along they had to open up theaters for parties and for big groups and gatherings to all watch things together and partner with Netflix for like Stranger Things when that comes
yeah.
out.
I heard
you could
that
fill theaters.
The finale is going to go to theaters.
Oh,
I don't know
for
if that's
Stranger
confirmed,
Things?
But I heard the season 5 show finale.
It's so frustrating because I loved that show. And I have, like, very little interest on the final
anymore.
Season. Because I've just... I mean...
It's been too long.
Millie Bobby Brown's like a mom now.
Dude, they're all
right?
So
she's
old.
Married, and I think she's going to have a kid.
And are they still
and
playing
she was
high
like
schoolers?
8 years old when they started yeah. this thing. It's they took too long. Right? They're, like, you can drag things out. They dragged it out way too long. It's not fun. One more thing I wanted to get to on Netflix. Have you seen this trailer for the Eddie Murphy documentary?
I was just looking at that.
It looks pretty good.
I heard my mom recommended the John Candy documentary that also just came out.
Okay.
So I guess we're doing a lot of these recently. I've heard really good things about that. So I check out an Eddie Murphy one as well.
Yeah, I had heard good things about the John Candy one as well. So the trailer just dropped. It's on Netflix. It's called Being Eddie. and it dives into his legendary career as not just a comedian, but an actor and a singer. It includes in-depth conversations with stars like Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Jamie Foxx, Kenan Thompson, that's my guy, Kevin Hart, Jerry Seinfeld, Pete Davidson, and others. And it will have a bunch of clips from his Saturday Night Live debut, and even before that, when he was 19 years old.
I mean, he single-handedly carried Saturday Night Live for 4 years.
Do you have a favorite Eddie Murphy movie?
I mean, it's Coming to America.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that is the best, but for me personally, in my life, it has been Daddy Daycare. Like, that one resonated with me the most. I wanted Eddie Murphy to be my babysitter. And it had the guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm in it, too. I watched Daddy Daycare over and over again as a kid. It was like the perfect movie.
Aside from Shrek, I don't think I super grew up on any of his movies.
Really?
I mean, yeah, Coming to America is just so good.
So, like, Dr. Doolittle wasn't a thing for you when you were too young for that, probably.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop, you were too young for that, but I watched those. Yeah, I mean, Shrek is the big one because he was the voice of Donkey. Bowfinger's one of my favorite that people sleep on. That is the story of them making a movie. If you haven't seen this one, it is a hole.
Oh, it's directed by...
It is a giant hole.
It's directed by Miss Piggy.
It's one of my favorite comedies of all time. Eddie Murphy is freaking hilarious in this, and Steve Martin's really good. I used to watch it over and over again in college. Like, that was like, with nothing to do, I would just throw on Bowfinger. I loved that one.
I do love Steve Martin and Eddie Murphy and Frank Oz.
Yeah.
This is a good team.
And it's like a cool story, too. It's a really cool story. Anything else you wanted to get to on Netflix here?
Oh, I just want to recommend Roofman. I saw Roofman in theaters starring Channing Tatum, fully based on a true story of this guy who robbed a bunch of McDonald's to give his kids a better life.
Yeah.
And lived in a Toys R Us for 6 months.
When I saw this trailer, it looked very weird. But it comes out well.
It feels like an early 2000s movie, like one you'd get like in the Walmart bin.
Uh-huh.
Like not one you'd see in a theater, but and it's a little bit, it gets a little Christmassy at the end, so maybe wait a little bit. But it's very heartfelt, just a very kind of fun. It's pretty funny. I laughed out loud a couple times in the theater.
Just
a very solid thing to go out and see.
I do like Channing Tatum a lot. You've been listening to AWOD Radio. This was Netflix. If we missed any Hollywood and entertainment news, give us a shout. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.